podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today, it's tougher for a camel to walk through the eye of a needle than it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Today, our practice is in Matthew chapter 19, with verses 21 through 24. Jesus said to the rich young man, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." It's tough to be perfect, especially when we have so much too soon, unable to separate the beauty of truth from charity. They go hand in hand. My youngest son once asked me for help towards the end of the month, and I explained that my charity always takes me to an empty bank account at the end of the month until the beginning of the month when I start it all over again. Sure, we have obligations that I pay each month, but I literally throw every other dime at the lost, lonely, and languished, seeking to share the kingdom of God on earth as the only way to live for salvation. I do not save for rainy days. I simply seek to be one with Christ in helping others as He commanded. Do unto others as you would want them to do to you. I am slowly selling off things to be in a more perfect union with Him, knowing savings lost in charity is way better than being completely broke from excess, like I once was, chasing my tail, unable to ever return to this place of slavery I was tied to from the very beginning of using drugs, alcohol, and sex to overcome the shame I thought I would die from that tainted me at an early age of 19, making me do things that weren't healthy as much as they weren't right in the eyes of God. Once you learn to live for God first, then you too will see heaven on earth and know that the kingdom of God is never too far away from the soul of salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. And the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife to be born. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious blood. By His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 19, with verses 21 through 24. It is a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Possessions All, Sell." Jesus said, "Perfect wish for you. Possessions all, sell. Heaven's treasure have you too. Me follow, better than going to hell." Statement heard by man young, completely sad was he. Walked away like a cat got his tongue. Possessions many, never free. disciples, Jesus addressed this niche, saying, "The tough amen of truth, heaven's kingdom hard to enter for the rich, needle I pass easier by a camel as proof." Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's April 28th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:19 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, every now and then, we like to remind you that Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at UniversalUtterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today as we close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. We're looking to go watch a movie coming out this Monday. It's only one night out. It's Joseph the Worker, and it's about St. Joseph. We're actually in the middle of a novena for St. Joseph right now as we close this Monday, so we find that a God instance. As we close in Jesus' name, hoping that you too can find the love of St. Joseph in your life as an intercessory help for our desire to know Jesus firsthand. Amen. In Jesus' name, we close this morning as we go to the movies with Johnny, who always says, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." We say, God bless you, and have a wonderful day in the name of Jesus.